RadioValencia.fm. That's 87.7 on the FM dial. We'd be foolish not to listen. Let's try that again, shall we? This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. 87.7 on your FM dial. It'll do you good. Chicken John. This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. 87.7 FM. I'm out here in Raleigh, North Carolina, enjoying pretty much nothing right now. So I'm having a day off, but anyway, I hope you're good. And goddammit, if I were at home, I'd be listening to 87.7 FM, Radio Valencia. Maybe I can just listen here, because I'm obviously it's on the interweb. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but he's there because he's a victim of the times. Now wear the black for those who never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Why me, Lord? What have I
to do with
you? To do with
we daughter shrunk. Let we bronze on the let we froze.
Tell me, Lord.
It's a let we bronze on. Let we daughter bronze. It's a let we daughter on. Let we. Is it a little on?
Well, I'm
big dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
We'll be right back.
Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia. Sounds of the Mission. This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
I want this in my face.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
Yes, I want crowd and sing your song.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
The right time. That's my kind of loving. You know you picked the right time to love me. That's my kind of loving. Anytime
that you call me.
You know you got the right to need it late at night. That's my
is Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Doubt it.